Hey, Garamond, it's Rodney from Family First. How you doing?
Alrighty, so.
All right. So in this case, I just had a word with our manager, and we'll be providing $16 an hour. Okay, as per what you said,
Okay.
there's not a lot of overtime being reported. So we're
Okay.
gonna get you on schedule. So the schedule is basically going to be like this. Let me explain. I can also text it to you. Define right here. Okay, so you will be covering 42 hours a week, and you will be doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Fridays, you will be doing a shift. Let me tell you which time to do which time.
So, not to cut you off, but what's her name? Moody, I talked to last week, and she
Moody.
said that she yes, and she said my official day was 7/10, and that's the day I put down for my uncle on 7/10, because he didn't want any gaps between Shamir leaving and me coming. He wanted somebody like to be there all day, so that's why when Shamir left at 6 o'clock, I came in at 6 o'clock last Thursday, and I stayed till
Okay.
8 o'clock when Shamir got back. Six, yeah.
Okay, so I have to send you in this case a timesheet for you to send
Yeah.
me those hours, okay? So we can enter that into the system.
Yeah, because he don't want nobody to have gaps in between his time. He said he wants with though like somebody there with him throughout the day. So I told him that I can come because he didn't. He said he's fine on Sundays, so I said I'll come Thursday, Friday, and Saturday when Shamir leaves, 6 to 8 a.m., 6 p.m. to 8 a.m.
So in
So.
this case, the schedule that we figure out over here for you guys is that no aide can work more than 16 hours per day.
A
And
day. Yep.
the previous calculation that I had in mind for Shamir was 17 and a half, which was wrong. So in this case for him, he will be doing from 8 a.m. until
Six.
midnight. Yeah, until midnight. Doing 16 hours, 8 a.m. until midnight, 16
Yeah.
hours. It will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yeah.
It's for Shamir, and then
Oh,
Shamir will
Shamir.
do on Friday. He will be doing from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Okay, and
Okay.
then you step in, doing from 2 p.m. until midnight on Friday.
This call will be
So
recorded.
wait a minute. I'll be doing 2 p.m. to 8 a.m.
2 p.m. until midnight.
Okay, on Friday.
Yeah, on Friday, that's right. And
And then
then
there.
on Saturday, you start your shift 8 a.m. till midnight, and Sunday 8 a.m. till midnight.
Okay.
So it will be 10, 16, 16 equals 42 hours. You will be having an
Okay.
extra charge on. Oh no, let me just analyze before I speak too fast. See, let's take this case for example. We can go over that. So I know in New York we go over that. No, it will be just merely the 42 hours. In this case, 40 hours regular rate, 2 hours as overtime charge. Okay,
Yes.
so mostly as I just told you. Okay, so for you will be 2 p.m. until midnight on this Friday, on this Saturday, 8 a.m. till midnight, Sunday, 8 a.m. till midnight. Now we have something in question, because as for yesterday, I couldn't have the answer on report and how to tell you like the rate that was defined for you. So far the schedule was not set because of that. So I know that yesterday, Shamir did actually, he did not clock in for the amount of hours that he was supposed to following this schedule. Because he was, according to this schedule, he should have left at midnight, clocking out at midnight. This can be fixed through a timesheet in order for us to fix it and for you to not take off his hours, because if he doesn't work the hours that he usually do on the rest of the week, he will receive less. It will be shorter, you know? So I'm going to have a word with him just to adjust the schedule, maybe with Morty, so we can adjust it right away.
Okay.
And yeah, it will be like that. So for the information, go ahead. Sorry.
I hear. Okay. Yeah. Because like I said, last week, I know Shamir got off at, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. He got off at 6 PM. So I went in at 6 PM.
Okay. No, I got you. I have to send you like a timesheet. Timesheet for you to fill it up. You send it back to me as a picture and like we enter your hours.
Okay.
Let me. Send you all the information I have here. Okay, it's right here. Okay, to clock in and to clock out, I'm sending you to your text. There's a mobile application that you will download on your phone. Once you download it, you just sign up, like you register yourself as regular, put all your information. And then it will give you a code that you have to provide me in order to link you to the company and also to the patient. I'm sending you now the instructions on how to clock in and clock out using your app. In that way, you can use your own phone to clock in and clock out. There's another way. Let me tell you.
Wouldn't I be able to clock in and out through my uncle's phone, like Shamir? Cause when Shamir
you have those two options. It's just to give you alternatives, because I know that sometimes phones are off, run out of battery stuff.
Time and all that, yeah.
Okay, so it's something like that. I'll tell you. I sent it. Okay, that's right.
Friday, 2:00 midnight on Friday.
Do you know by any chance, I'm not insinuating anything, but I have to. Do you know if he, I mean, Shamir lives with Morty, right?
Yes, he's there with Morty.
Okay, and can you, I mean, do you know, have any idea if he stayed there yesterday?
He don't live with Morty, no. Shamir don't live with Morty. He goes to Morty's house.
Okay.
Yeah, he goes over to Morty's house.
Okay, because that might be a little problem if you understand what I'm saying. It's just because of the hours, because you know we right now are starting at this point of the week, and he clocked out yesterday before he was supposed to, according to the new schedule that you step in, you know. So he will be short. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, he shouldn't be, not on Sunday, because I didn't work Sunday. I didn't work Monday either. I didn't work Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, but it will be, if you worked last week, it's fine, but it's last week time. We cannot put, like, last week time to this one.
Yeah, we're Thursday, Friday, and Saturday last week.
Yeah, we can enter that up without an issue, you know? But if you step in this week on Friday, as we are agreeing, you will be taking hours from him. That's kind of the problem.
No, I don't want to take Shamir hours.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. That's kind of the thing. Duties list code. And let's get this ready so we can discuss anything else. Thank you. sending you a lot of pictures, but don't be afraid. It's just that in the last one, I mean, all the type of insurance that the patient has includes like a type of plan of care. He doesn't have one defined, but at least when you clock in and clock out, it will ask you, hey, what is the plan of care codes that you did for the patient? Mostly, briefly, if you read them out, it's just like, what do you do for him? That's it. Like if you did cleaning,
okay.
You just look for the code that you did on that day.
Okay,
you have all the information, the app, and the phone, and there's a personal PIN number I need to give you when you clock into the phone. Very much action. Or what do you think, Karima? Maybe on this current week, we will do a provisional schedule, like you taking over once he leaves?
Yes, because I know he worked 8 in the morning to 6, and then I told him I could come in because Morty need care, like, through the night. So that's why I told him I could do 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. When Shamir leaves, I could come in.
Okay, I got you. Is this something else, your personal?
So that's 14 hours a day. For me, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So you think it's better that you just take over from now on from 6 p.m. that he leaves?
Yes, 6 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Okay, okay.
For them 3 days, the day that you want me to work, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, okay. The thing is that we cannot do it for this. I mean, if it's Sunday that you start from 6 p.m. till 8 a.m. the next morning, you're actually taking hours from the following week, you know, because the work week ends on Sunday. And once you cross the midnight umbro to the next day, you're taking hours from Monday, not from the current week. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like we just need to settle that up.
So why couldn't, like I did last week, I did Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That will work better, okay? Let me just do the math over here just to put it all and adjust it on the schedule. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You said 6 to 8 or 6 to 6?
It's 6 to 8. He come in at 8 in the morning and he leave at 6 p.m. So he come in at 8 a.m. and he leave at 6 p.m. So I'm going to do 6 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's 14 hours for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay. Okay, it's great. Yeah, let's do it that way. In this case, Thursday, 6 p.m. and I mean from Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 a.m., Friday, 6 p.m. to 8 a.m., Saturday, 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. So you finish your weekly shift at on Sundays, 8 a.m. Okay?
Yes, so yes, yep, 8 a.m.
Yeah, and
Sunday,
that way
yep.
you have your whole 42 hours on the inside the week.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Other reminder I give you is that the visit should be taking place inside his house. I mean, maybe there's any type of, I mean, I don't think at midnight things happen, but I don't know. Lifestyles of people are very different. So if there is an errand or any type of medical appointment that you need to take him, because it's not like the patient cannot have like this type of attention or anything. It's just that the clock in and the clock out must take place inside the patient house, in this case, his
I know.
location. Okay,
Yeah.
so if something is going to happen, make sure to clock in at his house and tag him anywhere, and then clock out at the place that he's at. And also, whenever he's at the hospital or is taken to the ER, you guys must inform me. And the time that he's even in the ER waiting, there's when the time stops for you on your work hours, because I mean, the insurance pays the hospital and the emergency room that he's at the time that he's over there. Just have like everything just in the right place.
Okay, so when I if he goes to emergency, it stops. I call you and tell you he's in emergency, right?
Yeah, you tell me that, or the meme, because maybe you're working on weekends, so if he's over there, just text me, hey, he wasn't made it into the hospital, he was taken to the ER, or whatever, this hospital, he was feeling bad, something like that.
Okay.
And, why is this not loading? Let's see if I can pull out. Okay, what I'm missing right now is to send you the time sheet. Just have this ready. Because we as well, I didn't tell you that we pay a week over, okay? So we pay every Friday. So in this case, if you start this, just for example, if you start today, you will be receiving your payment next Friday, okay? But if you have your time sheet in time, that I will be sending you right now, that I'm preparing right now. You will be receiving the money this Friday because you said that you started working from last week, okay? So last week
Yeah.
hours enter for this payroll. However, normally the time sheet's due date is Mondays 12 p.m., but right now I know that we ran out of time because of circumstances related to your rate and stuff. So, I'll send you the time sheet. If you have the time to send it to my line as soon as you can, you can do that, but we are finalizing payroll no more nor later tomorrow at 10 a.m. Okay, so if I have the time sheet in my power that you send that to me filled out correctly and in everything, I will have a chance to enter out your hours into payroll. Okay,
Okay, I'll do that.
all right. If not, if we don't can if you can't make it to send it on time or we cannot enter in on time, count on it to be on next week Friday payment, along with this current hours. It's not like we never pay for it. It's just like if you send it a time later than payroll closes, it will summarize within the next payroll that comes by. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I just sent you the form via text. You can also send it out like that. You can fill it digitally. Just the signatures need to be filled like look like a signature. At least, if you have a way to print it, it's okay. Do some copies, have them in hand. This time sheet is just for provisional times that there are like emergencies, and normally we just accept them once a week. But this is not like any time, just beginning. Okay, so I'm sending that to you. So I'll be advised if anything you need, just say my number. Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, Karima. You have a good one and take care.
You too, bye-bye.
All right. Bye bye.